Oh, hi. James from Ingvid. It's a beautiful day out here. It's, no, it's not. It's cold. It's really cold. Canada in the fall, which I love. but it can get cold if you're not dressed for it, and I am not dressed for it. Today's lesson is going to be on language learning, or better, to put it this way, it's not going to be on grammar or conversation specifically, but I want to give you five things you can do that you can actually make learning easier, okay? Things people don't usually mention, but they're really kind of important. These are the background things. See, don't you love it? Look, gotta love nature. Anyway, so five things I'm going to talk about are going to help prepare you as an individual better so you can actually be more efficient at learning. So let's take care of the machine, then we can take care of the learning afterwards. So where do we start when we do that? Well, the first thing I want to talk about, the first thing I want you to do is I'm going to give you a list, okay? And I want you to listen carefully to this list, because this is what I call a test, retest, and lesson learning. You can listen to the list, and then I'm going to give you a couple seconds, and I want you to see how many of these words you can remember. And at the end of this lesson, I'm going to redo the list, and we're going to see if you got an improvement. Are you ready? So don't write it down. Do not write it down. Hopefully you're by a computer, so you can't. Put your fingers and hands up in the air. Okay. Word number one, sun. Number two, socks. Number three, traffic light. Number four, and sorry, that's words, but you know what I mean, because some people will go, he said traffic light, it's two words, whatever. Traffic light. Number four, car. Number five, glove, which I wish I had some. Number six, soda. Number seven, rainbow. Number eight, octopus. Number nine, cat. And number 10, toes. Okay, take 5 seconds. And see how many of these words you can actually remember. You got it? Now repeat and see how many you got. Don't worry if you didn't get them all, that's not the point. We're gonna do the test retest. Let's see where you are and where we're gonna go after we do this lesson. Now we got that out of the way, let's talk about the lesson for the day, the five things we can look at. Now number one, you probably heard this before, food. What? I thought we were doing English, we are. You should have a good breakfast before you go to school. Some people say that, you know, or a lot of kids should have that. And it's important. Food is important for how we function, period. There's no difference when we talk about that and when we talk about learning languages. If you don't eat properly or don't fuel your body, fuel like gas for your car, you can't learn properly. But one of the things we don't really take into consideration is what kind of fuel is important. Now, I'm not going to talk about all foods because there's many theories on, you know, fat in your food, carbohydrates, all these different things, or apples and oranges. I'm just going to talk about this one thing that makes a big difference, and it's becoming quite popular in the news and magazines. You can check it out on, there's the Obesity Code by Dr. Fung, and he's also got there's a couple of books on these, where they talk about how sugar, and yeah, I'm talking about sugar, sugary foods specifically, lead to lots of problems. And one of those problems they lead to, my friends, is learning. It seems what happens when we take a lot of sugar, and first off, I should say, sugar in small amounts that we find in fruits, you know, like apples, oranges, is good for us. In fact, our brain is only 2% of our bodies, but it uses 20% of our energy. And when we get fruits like oranges and apples and berries, they're full of sugar. But they also have something called fiber to slow how the sugar is brought into our bodies. And because of that, our bodies can use the sugar and we don't have that bad an effect. But you still can't eat 20 apples and 20 oranges. In fact, you'll get sick if you do. That's the beauty of it. But when you're having chocolate bars and other things like, and it's got a lot of sugar in it, well, it's not so good for our body. So a little bit of sugar helps us think really well, okay? And that's what nature gave us. And that's why we're here building cars and buildings. Same with language learning. A little bit of sugar gives you a little bit of a spike to give you the energy to learn. But too much sugar causes what's called inflammation. And if you want to know what inflammation is, if you've ever got hit in the eye and your eye goes, woo, that's inflammation, right? But when it happens in your head and your brain, woo, well, there's nowhere for the brain and the blood in that to go in your body. So it takes up that space and it makes it harder for you to think, okay? So one of the first things you want to do is stop eating so many sugary foods, And that will help with memory and learning. All right, so if you're sitting there, and I'm sure you got a soda going, he's telling me a good idea, I should put the soda down. Put it down because it's full of sugar, which leads me to number two, water. You didn't see that coming, did you? Food, sugar, water. Sodas aren't great for you because they're full of sugar, but one thing we do need, and we need a lot of it, is water. Your brain is 80% water, and a lot of us are dehydrated. We walk around, we don't drink enough water. Well, think of a sponge, okay? If you put a sponge in water and, you know, it's like this, and you put it, it goes, it's filled, it's gross, but it's absorbing. Absorbing means drawing in the liquid, right? It's taking the water in the sponge, and the sponge grows. Just like your brain, when it's properly hydrated, it can suck in the information. But you get a dry sponge, my friend. It's small and it doesn't do very much. You got to get your uptake of water. Now, I'm not going to tell you how much water, like, you should have 8 glasses a day. It should be distilled. It should come from the heavens themselves. Tears of the gods. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, get good, clean water, put down the soda. It'll help. What happens is water helps when it's fully, the brain is hydrated. Hydrated means filled with water. It helps information flow a lot better. Okay? Think of your toilet. Stuff flows better when it's full, right? Yeah, that's a bad example. I should have thought that one through. Anyway, but you get the point. A hydrated brain that's filled with water allows for electrolytes. I know, electrolytes. They're a little, whatever. You don't need to know. Science things. Things in your brain that conveys information, they allow them to work better in the brain, right? We need to be hydrated, okay? So hydration helps with the body, circulating stuff, but really for the brain because it's 80% water. That was number two. So what could be number three? Because we talked about food, we talked about water. Here's one that probably if you're sitting at the computer too long, but don't do it right now. I don't need you to do it now, but you should do this. Exercise. What? Actually, you can do it. You can do it with me right now. Let's do a couple jumping jacks. All right, there you go. Watch the video, do exercise. You notice as you do this, you breathe a little bit more, right? What's that do? Brings oxygen into the body, which wakes up your brain. Exercise helps with motivation, helps with alertness and attention. So it helps us, actually, because we're moving our blood and our oxygen through the body to oxygenate the brain and bring blood to the brain. Blood for energy. Oxygen because, well, we need it or we die, right? So when we exercise, we get our bodies filled better for attention and, what did I say again? Attention and motivation and, I forget, awareness. Whatever. Basically what it does is it wakes us up and prepares us. Part of exercise is from our, I can say our prehistory days where we would have to not exercise, which is very funny. We call it exercise. Back then it was called survival. So you'd be walking in the forest, where I am right now, and a tiger would come out, and you would start jogging. Well, not jogging, you would run, right? And then maybe you want to lift some weights? Yeah, pick up a big rock and throw it at the tiger. Yeah, there's your exercise. It was called survival. But because of that, we had to be alert. We had to pay attention. We were motivated to survive. And when you put these things together, our brain was stimulated to pay attention to our environment and learn as much as possible. So exercise does that for us. A couple more jumping jacks. All right, now you got that done. That was number three. What's number four?
Number four is sleep.
Get sleep. All the stuff I talked about works really well, but it's sleep. That is that magic pill that makes it work well. If you don't rest from exercise and get good night's sleep, your body doesn't build back up. If you don't get enough sleep, your body doesn't get rid of the toxins or the poisons in our bodies or help move around the food. It'll help us eliminate and all that other neat stuff in the water, help get it out, right, what have you. We need sleep to do that. I'm giving you all that for the first three to explain what that, how sleep helps with that. But really what sleep helps with, this is the big deal. I'm going to use some big words now, so please forgive me. Consolidation of memories. When you sleep, your brain takes that opportunity then to take what you've learned in the day and then say, okay, what have we done? Okay, we did this, and it starts to organize it for you. So when you wake up in the morning,
buongiorno.
Yeah, okay, como se va? Oh, how about that? Como estás? Muy bien, eh? All of that stuff is what we call consolidated. Your brain goes, okay, what does this mean?
Buongiorno.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it puts it together. You need that time to do it. So a lot of you guys, when you think you're studying and you're learning, no, you study. If you get good sleep, you learn. Many studies have shown that when people get poor sleep, they have poor memories because their memories are not consolidated, put together. So keep that in mind, okay? All right. Good. Now that we've got that out of the way, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to give you number 5, which is kind of a bonus. It's a really cool one. Some people do it. A lot of people in the world actually do it. But for language learning, and I forgot to mention how language learning, but I think if I go through them with you again, food, you need the energy to actually be awake to study, right? Also, if it's too sugary, the inflammation, you can't learn. Water, for the brain to send the signals through to get that learning done, you need water to keep your brain hydrated. Number 3 was sleep. No, was exercise. Number 3 was sleep, sorry. See, I need some sleep. Number 3 was exercise, because what happens? It helps us with alertness and motivation, right? And the awareness of our environment. Number 4 was sleep, and it helps to get those memories all together. So you start putting it together, you're getting a picture. But there's a movie called Limitless, and I love this movie. Anybody who studied with me at the school I used to teach at, they were like, oh God, teacher's playing that movie again. And I go, yes, it's amazing. This man would take a pill, and what a pill it was. With one pill, he could do anything. With half listening, he could learn a language. And he's running down the street listening to some French, and then he's talking to French people the next 5 minutes. I'm talking fast. But my point was this. A magic pill that we have that's free, available to everyone, and you just need to play with it a little bit, that can help all of the other stuff work better, is meditation and mindfulness meditation. They've done studies that show that meditation lowers stress. Do you remember we talked about blood and oxygen and moving around? Well, meditation releases stress. When you're stressed, you're like this. And when you relax, see more movement? Well, when you're stressed physically, that's why you're always tired when you're stressed, because your muscles are a bit tight. But when you relax, you release and you let that energy flow. You can breathe deeper, get more oxygen, which helps with energy production. I know, this is really, I thought this was an English lesson. It is, because if you do these things correctly, English learning will be easier, more effective, and more efficient. Meditation helps to release stress in the mind and the body, so you get better oxygen flow, you get better blood flow, you get better sleep, and I told you sleep is incredibly important, okay? And it helps increase your focus, so when you're actually doing something, you get better at doing it. Cool? Now, if you keep all of that in mind, I've given you 5 things you can do right now to help, because you're taking hours to study. Why wouldn't you take the time to prep your system to make the most effective study you can get? Right? Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tool. We're going to work together here. We're going to practice this. And you remember that test retest we talked about before? We're going to do that again. Yeah? So, step over this way with me for a second or two, yeah? So we're going to be looking at breathing. And what I want you to do when you breathe is this. You're going to breathe in or inhale, breathe in for 7 seconds, breathe out for 8 seconds. This is from a book called Willpower by Andrea McGonigal. She was at Stanford University. It's one of the most famous classes that was taught there. Okay, so this is a focus meditation to help you focus. All right, are you ready? Let's do it. We're going to do this a few times, and then we're going to go back to that list of 10 and see if we can improve your standing. Ready? So let's go. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more time, ready? Inhale. Exhale. Got an extra thumb there. Thumbs up for you. All right, now let's do that list again. One, sun. Two, socks. Three, traffic light. Four, car. Five, glove. Six, soda. Seven, rainbow. Eight, octopus. Nine, cat. 10, toes. See how many you got right this time. I'm smiling because some of you probably went, hey, if you got three, now you got, I got five. Or if you got seven more. We've had like a 10-minute class that I just taught you. So you didn't have time to remember these words. I asked you not to write them down. And you might say, well, I heard it the second time. But if you didn't do so well, you've had time to forget. And now we've done it again. You might have noticed that that focus on your breath helped you focus your mind. And that's the pill of meditation I just gave you. Cool? All right. So what I want to do now is give you some homework, and the homework's quite simple. You're going to do that 7 and 8 meditation for focus. Do it up to 10, like repeat it 10 times that cycle, and do it every day for the next 30 days. It's a really good idea to do it just before maybe you're studying. You'll probably notice that you're able to focus a little bit better. Okay? Now that I've given you your homework, I want to end the class with a quote. And this is by Andrew DeWall, and it's, you are anywhere is your home when you learn languages. And I think that's true. When you know more than one language, you can go almost anywhere, right? And since you're here learning languages, you can come to my home sometime. Well, not my literal home, but you can come visit me over here. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'd like you to go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com. And there's no quiz, but there are great lessons there in which now you can go and study, take what I've taught you today and apply it to grammar lessons, vocabulary lessons, conversation, reading and writing. Cool? We'll see you in a little bit. Take a look at this place, man. It's great.